Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What?
We're doing the diary fan fiction now at this time every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to get that sense of loss again because this listener, Lynn, who finally did reach back out to us
and
admit that she's like, but and we'll talk about that email in a second, but she really took on the persona of the writer of the diary and has given us the beginnings of more closure. Like what happened when the writer got back home, and did she choose Jake or did she choose Mike and like whatever. And she's done a fantastic job of kind of representing what's happening.
Right.
Which is great, but all we're doing is going to go through another breakup with the diary. It's like we all got through it.
I feel better with this closure though. Like I feel almost ready to be like, okay,
to really be done with it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. Because now I...
You just have to
remember
that...
When does it end? That's my thing, is I am going to overthink it all and just like every woman on the street, I'm going to be like, is that her?
For the rest of your life?
Yes.
Oh, no.
But we don't even know what city.
That's like, right.
To be thinking about
that
in. She's not from here. We're never going to bump into her unless she moved here. I think one of the problems that I have is you two, Aaron and Erica, have, with loaded weapon to my head, forced me into some reality relationship television.
Yeah.
And now I have a different filter and I need to see two people at the altar and agreeing or not agreeing to stay, to be married.
This isn't Love is Blind.
I know, but it kind of is. Like, is, do you, writer, take Mike?
Or Jake? No, we already know from the last... two entries.
Again, fan fiction, but she kicked
that's
him.
True. We don't actually know.
We don't know anything. Yeah. And by the way, this was 20 years ago when the real diary was lost. So this woman could very well have grandchildren at this point.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
if she had a kid right away, 18 years past that, she could have an infant grandchild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they could have diaries that we could be reading if we knew who they
were. Not the infants. Not the infants.
Goo goo gaga. So what do we want? Like, Lynn did reach out. She's the woman who's writing this.
So she said that she was nervous when we started reading the diary entries, but she loves hearing the reactions and such. And she was like, oh, I wrote everything in about an hour. And remember, she gave us two options. We're currently in option one. We will eventually read option two. But she wrote everything in an hour.
What the hell is option two?
On a Saturday morning because she just missed... Oh, I can't wait for you to read option two.
You've read it?
No, but I know the how it starts.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not cool that you know. Is it cool that she knows?
No, I'm excited.
Can we vote her off the island? Too much reality TV. I need a break.
Tranquilize you or something.
Okay,
maybe a tub of snakes or something. How much reality TV have you been watching?
Okay, so
Lynn did say, like, she basically was just trying to imagine how things truly ended. So she was trying to put a bow on it a little bit. Okay. And I think that's important to know as we go into the next.
So in her fan fiction where we left off, she went back, she told them both that she needed some time.
Right.
And she recently just said Jake, she friend zoned Jake.
She friend zoned Jake on December 2nd.
Okay.
And she like told Mike she wanted to be with him on December 27th. So she even took time in between that, which is good.
But had she just made sweet love to Mike or something? It seemed they spent some time together.
They did after she said, hey, I want to be with you. She said, we didn't go slowly. And then January 2nd, they are going to therapy together. And he's taking a lot of the blame, remember?
No, I don't remember that part.
Perfect. But your brain okay?
Nope, it's not. Because it's all a jumble of like, I've got Allie in my head, and I've got Love Is Blind season 9, and
you're confusing
Jessica
me now.
In my head from Love Is Blind season 1, and I've got the Megan Fox wannabe chick from season Chelsea, 6 in my head.
Okay, could I read the next entry?
Yes.
Okay. This was on February 16th, so this was like a month and a half later. We had a great time visiting Mike's family. I missed them so much. They hugged me and said I felt like part of the family. It seems like too much, but I loved it.
Okay, we're definitely not stopping there.
Sorry, that's the whole entry.
I do want to say something else that Lynn said in her email.
Okay.
She was like, she has since, when she started hearing it, second-guessing herself and thinking she should have gone back and edited it. And I think that's why it's so flippin' brilliant.
Yes. Yes.
She wrote it like a diary.
Right.
You're not writing a story. You're writing your truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like truth.
Yeah.
And sometimes truth is short and not thought out.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, we saw Mike's family.
Okay, so you just said there's two more entries. Do we want to plow through both? Just start. Just read this. Start the next one.
All right, May 30th. So big jump.
Oh.
My birthday was great. I'm 29 now, and all the drama of the past few years seemed like it happened to someone else. I feel stronger, but it still scares me if I think about it. I feel like I want to move back in with Mike. I'm there most of the time anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like we should just finish it.
Mm. Oh, come on.
The only reason I'm willing to let you finish it right now is that I know there's an option two sitting.
There is not.
Because I am a delaying of gratification guy. And if this was truly it, I came in today not thinking it was it. So I'm not prepared for this to just be over.
Well, we can vote in the room.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I agree with you. Okay. Knowing there's
if there was
option.
Not the other thing, I'd be like, okay, we need, I want to go home tonight. And like pour a bubble bath with some lavender and like shard and like think about it.
Okay.
We don't have to do that.
You want me to read?
Did you want a minute to think about me in a bubble bath?
No.
I would take a pause, please.
All right, read.
July 5th. So this is the last one of this option for the diary ending. July 5th. Mike proposed. He told me he wants to spend his life with me, but we can have as long of an engagement as I want. I wanted to say yes, but it was scary. What if I screwed this up?
You bitch, if you break his heart again, I swear to God.
He said I could take some time to think about it, and I said I wanted to take a walk around the block. He looked worried, but said, okay, I'll be here. Oh, gosh. Okay. I started walking, and I didn't know what to do. I saw my future without him in it, and I started running. When I got back to the house, he was waiting at the door. I jumped into his arms and said yes. I know it's cheesy, but it felt like I was in a movie I wrote.
Mm, a little wink to the reader there.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Meta. Okay.
I know this isn't the real diary, but I hate her.
Oh.
Because if you are not sure enough to say yes right there, what are you doing?
Well, she already messed it up real bad one time, so I feel like that's why she was nervous.
Mm. as a guy, would want you to say yes right there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I want to feel secure enough in us that I say yes right there.
But at the same time, I understand you're not buying a dress that you can just put a different one on. Like, this is...
But she realized she messed up. So why aren't you in therapy together?
And she picked him. Like, yeah. She made the point.
She made the choice. Why are you running away?
Before you say yes to the rest of your life, even though we both know, just take a moment. Like,
yeah.
It does feel like so much pressure to go, you knew the proposal was coming. I want the proposal. But now that it's sitting here, can I have a minute? Can I have a minute?
I would have never needed a minute.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure Andy
didn't
either.
I know, but you guys, it's forever.
You're a runner?
Yeah. I know.
I take it back. I don't
want to go. It is forever, Slacker.
I know it's forever, but I think it's okay. Like, you take a minute before you buy a car, you guys. But you drive to the car dealership thinking you're going to buy a car. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's why you went there. But then you're like, I want a Bronco. Oh my God, they have the black one. It's the four-door. It's everything. And then it's like, what do you think? And that's just a car.
Proposals shouldn't be a surprise.
It's not, but you still, I'm not mad at her for taking a minute. Like, I'm saying that as a guy who wants the immediate yes, I respect the moment of thought.
I'm mad at Mike for clearly not having enough conversation with her ahead of time.
Yeah.
You talk about it. This is not supposed to be a surprise.
I know, but when you're marrying a psychopath,
right,
which he is, I want her to take a beat. And she took the beat.
But what does Mike do while she's out? Is he just like on his
phone? Oh my God, that
I guess
had to
he
be
wasn't
terrible.
On his phone. What, like, there's 20 years ago, what's he doing?
He's just following her closely in his car.
No.
Well, not closely.
He was
just like,
at the house when she got back.
Yeah, because he sped up once he realized. Once she turned and seemed like she was coming back.
You are unhinged.
I thought he flipped through a magazine.
Okay. Well, that's how that one ends.
Guys, we never heard about Elwood again.
I know.
It's just a... I just want to say this. I know your dog is your life right now, but like, I love my dogs. But if I were writing a diary, I would write about sadness and my undateable nature.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd be mentioning Moxie. I'd stop. There's not going to be a lot of... That doesn't change the fact that I fall asleep snuggling with her face and she's trying to like bury her head underneath me when they do that thing where like, I want to be under you. Yeah. But I'm not like the next day, Moxie was getting under me again. It's like weird to write that down.
I think we're done here.
I'd read it.
All right. Alternate ending number two is tomorrow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.